Okay, so there was an illegal attack by the Guardia Urbana in Barcelona last Saturday on the Centro Social Canardia in Barceloneta, in the heart of Barceloneta. I'm here with some of the collective from Canardia. First of all, could you just tell us, give us a little background about what Canardia is, first of all?
Well, we've came into this abandoned building, which was not in use for well over a year now. So we've come in to use the space as a social centre to start doing activities, to form a collective here, to start helping out with the movement that already exists in the barrio. There are examples, La Plataforma, La Hostia, there are organisations which are fighting against the whole Plan Urbanística which exists in Barceloneta. We're making links with them, and we're offering our space to use as a central social centre to do more activities, and it's a place for the people to come to use the space in whatever way they see fit, which can help in the movement of the barrio.
Okay, and could you explain, like, there's a living side and a social centre side. Could you just briefly describe that, and then tell us more about, like, the brief history, how long the actual social centre has been up and running, and what things have started to happen?
Well, you have your living quarters where the people live in, and then we have a separate social centre where we formed a collective for the day-to-day running of the social centre. Really, we opened the social centre around the start of December. We started to open the social centre to do activities. We started out with Taller de Franceses, Taller de Artes Marciales.
We've had a workshop, Taller workshop for English speakers.
Workshop the martial arts, workshop French classes. We've had a few concerts. What we're organising now is cinema nights, maybe more classes of English, and a workshop of internet and radio connections.
Oh, it all sounds great. And then last Saturday, and there's more people here from the collective, and more people want to join in. Last Saturday, though, can you just tell us what happened? Because there was an attack, a very violent attack from the Barcelona police.
Well, what happened was last Saturday we were having a party here. It was a birthday of one of our friends who's part of the collective, and we were just having a celebration for the house. We're in the house 6 months now we're here. In the early hours of Saturday morning at around 7 or 7:30, as one girl was going to leave the house, she opened the door and somebody maced her, sprayed her in the face directly, without saying anything.
Just for people who don't understand or know about mace, could you explain what this is?
Mace is a highly, highly toxic and highly dangerous type of spray which is used and is legally used by all police forces all over the world. In some cases across the world it has been fatal for some people. It has serious consequences.
And just to describe the physical, when you're sprayed, what happens?
When you're sprayed in it, it depends where it goes, but it starts to burn your skin. If it gets you in your eyes, it can knock you out, so it can. The girl who got directly sprayed in the face, she was in a state of shock. She was not able to speak. She couldn't say anything of shock for a long time. Just from actually having the spray being sprayed in the room, or just inside the front door where the police had their hands inside the front door spraying it, it was spreading to all the areas. Everybody was coughing, vomiting, everybody's tears were in their eyes, people were rubbing their eyes, they couldn't see. There was general nausea feeling that you get. It's natural that people will start vomiting, and it gets on your skin, it's very itchy, and as I say, it can be fatal in some.
Okay, so basically, there was a party on, people left at 7 o'clock. Well, there was an incident beforehand as well, no?
There was a complaint by the neighbours, which was the police came at around...
About noise. Which is a fair enough thing. Piss off your neighbours.
It was fair enough, like. So, we put the music down when the police came, and we shut down the shutters.
And people left?
The first time at 2 o'clock when the police came, they tried to enter the house illegally. One of the undercover police, without identifying himself or anything, he got inside the house and he was walking up the stairs. And another person who was part of the collective went up to try and stop him, and he to stop the police, the secret poly.
And they just explain, like, the when the secret is, they don't have uniforms or anything.
No, just typical undercover
police.
So you
could have been a robber going up the stairs, for example.
It could have been a thief, it could have been in a facha, or it could have been anybody.
Mm.
And the police didn't identify himself or nothing. So my friend, another friend of ours who was part of the collective also, went up the stairs to stop this man from entering our house because we did not know who he was. Mm-hmm. He didn't identify himself. Then at this stage, the man proceeded to strike my friend, and he was hitting our friend. And then he called for the torch off the other secret police. And as we all know, the torches that they carry are just like batons, and he started hitting my friend with the torch. And then eventually he showed me his ID, and he demanded that somebody in the house identify themselves. So I went out, I identified myself to the police. I was out on the street talking to them. We had the front door shut, and they started insisting that everybody has to clear out of the house right now, or they will come back and they will just break their way in, which is what they tried to do a few hours later. That was at 2 o'clock, that was the first incident, and then the people left the house.
Then the music was switched off. And
music was
like
switched off.
You complied with their request.
Yeah, and then they left, and the people left the house. Then we started doing a bit more then. After a few hours later, there was some music going again, and we started partying again. And that's when the more vicious assault came, as I say.
But with this time, like, if I'm right in saying that, as I understand it, that the reason why the initial complaint from the neighbour came was because the shutter that is on street level was open, so the noise was going out through
that.
Whereas the second time the shutter was pulled down,
so it would have been travelling outside. So we shut down the shutter, we turned the music down, and then when the police left the first time, when the people left the house, the police left. Then after a while, some more people came into the house, and some more people we invited for the party. They came into the house, and then we continued on with our celebration, with the fiesta, and that kept going for a few hours until I think 7 or 7:30, when out of nowhere, like I said earlier, out of nowhere, this girl opened the door and she was pepper sprayed in the face, and that's when they viciously tried to enter the house, and they had their hands inside the door, they were spraying the mace, people were getting sick, vomiting, and we were on the one side of the door inside the house while the Urbana were outside. They still had their hands in the door, so we weren't able to get the door quite shut, but there was a few of us there trying to shut the door. And all this time they kept spraying.
Okay, so, but for the people, like, can you describe the reaction after? Like, eventually the hands left the door, they were pushed out from the people inside. Then how did people feel in this moment? Like, they'd just been attacked, did they know even it was police or what?
Well, there was a lot of confusion there because it was just so sudden and so vicious, the attack. When we eventually got the door shut, I started running upstairs to see everybody, because at this stage the people went up to the terrace to try and get air, because with the spray people were vomiting, there was people scratching their skin, there was rashes. And when I came up to the terrace and I seen everybody, a lot of people getting sick, rubbing their eyes, people couldn't see, the tears were flowing out of their eyes. Some of the people were on the balconies getting some air, and at this stage the police were still in the street. Provoking the people.
I think people said that they, from up above, they saw that there was, like, not just one or two, but, like, there was a whole van or two vans of police that were ready to go in, enter with batons.
Like, they were standing in the streets with their batons there, and they were provoking the people. They were laughing at them after the pepper sprayed the place. They were out on the streets laughing at all the people who were standing up on the balcony getting sick, and with all the faces completely all red, tears, not able to see out of their eyes. And the police were in the street looking up, laughing at us, provoking them, joking them. And
then eventually they left,
They left as suddenly as they came. It was just a quick, solid assault, vicious assault on a house, and then they left really quickly.
Yeah.
Numbers wise, I'm not too sure how many were there. What I seen, by the time I got to the terrace, I seen there was one furgoneta,
Which is a police van.
A police van, your paddy wagon. There was one paddy wagon and...
Which is full of police ready to beat people.
And there was three or four cop cars as well as this. Numbers wise, I think I just seen maybe 10, 15 police in the streets. And that's not including how many were down the street because they parked off down in a different corner because they were parked on a different street down at the far end of the other street. Because they wanted to get the element of surprise, they crept up slowly to the house. They waited for someone to open the door, and then
extremely sinister. Like, could you just actually talk about the legal implications of this? Because, as far as I know, like for a police action, you have to, you know, inform people that
you have to knock on the door. You have to ask who is the owner of the house or who is responsible for the house. You have to liaise with them, you have to enter in a dialogue with them, which is what we did the first time when the police came. I went outside, I was liaising with them, talking with them, no problem, everything went. The second time, there was no warning, no knock on the door, no paperwork, no official order or anything. They just viciously came to try and enter the house, and lucky for us they didn't.
But what could this lead to? Like, is it like a... Like
well... We're following up the legal side of it now because, as I say, it was complete illegal action what they did. They tried to enter into a house viciously, assaulting people. So now we're following our legal grounds and we're discussing what we can do.
Okay, and just there is more the collective here, so more people want to come in and contribute. Like how do people feel now? Like are they, have they been shook up? Are they calm? Is it?
Well, as I say, like it only happened pretty much yesterday morning, so people are still pretty shook up. Like we're just coming round to our senses now of what really happened. We're talking about it and we're just finding out now where we're going to go with this because such a vicious attack can't go. I can't just leave it at that. Like it's pretty serious.
Okay. And then for, well, just to wrap up, like this Canardia is still going on, still going to be up as a social centre, like assembly is, let it grow.
It's going from strength to strength. I mean, this will make us stronger, so it will. They came to beat the people up the squat and kick them out viciously, and they lost. We defended the house. They tried to get in, they weren't able to get in.
And when more of your neighbourhood hear about this, they'll identify with this. They'll identify with illegal actions from the state, from the authorities to push people out to control space. And
well, it's like it's an ongoing process, which it's going on widely around Barceloneta. The mobbing that's going on between the Los Mobiliarios, the real estate agents, and the police, who are just illegally mobbing people out of their houses. For this house here, for example, this building, they want to knock it down in 3 or 4 months and build another five flats here. And so far what they've been doing is illegal, using certain manoeuvres to throw people out of the house, people who are legally with contracts in this house before. And between the owner of the building, the real estate agents, they've been using illegal manoeuvres. It's nothing new in Barcelona. It's happening in lots of places now. So it is. They're in lots of different neighbourhoods. They're mobbing. Yeah. It's going on in lots of places.
But with that, user standing up, user becoming informed, you're informing more people. You're working out what your rights are, and you're standing up and as best you can against this injustice and trying to build a healthier, saner place.
Yeah, well, that's what we're about. Like, I mean, we're a positive social centre here, and like you say, with the organisations that already exist in the neighbourhood, which are against all this whole, the mobbing, the plan of the whole changes that are going on in Barceloneta, all the illegal manoeuvres, all the illegal actions that are going on, and we're part of that there, trying to stop all that, what's going on. We're part of the organisations who are trying to impede these illegal actions, and we keep growing stronger and stronger.
Great. Well, listen, wish you the best of luck, and... I hope and I believe that when more people, not just in Barcelona or Spain or Catalonia, but when more people in further afield hear about this, that links of solidarity and positive action can help in this struggle, because it's not just happening here, it's happening everywhere.
No, it's happening all over the place. So, hopefully the new year will bring a lot more strength, and hopefully we'll just grow from strength to strength.
Yeah. I think you will. Anyway, buena suerte, amigo. La lucha sigue, ¿no?
Sigue la lucha, siempre, bueno, para siempre.
Muchas gracias. Bueno, gracias.
No problem.